Alan Kring Productions, in association with the Emergent Light Studio, presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, academic lectures in business and economics. This is International Financial Management, FIL 344, for spring semester 2022.
Today, interest rate parity. Now, the thing about this topic is that we're looking at interest rate differences between countries. And that there will be differences. Obviously, the interest rate environment in the United States is going to be different from the interest rate environment of just about any other place in the world. For example, Europe, something like that. Well, that in itself doesn't mean anything. It's just differences. But where there would be an opportunity for arbitrage is if there were some way that you could take advantage of an interest rate differential from one country to the other. In other words, is there some way that you could, if interest rates in the United States are higher than interest rates in Europe, would there be a way that you could put money in there in Europe and earn the higher interest rate, borrow it here at the lower interest, interest rates in the United States are higher than they are in Europe. So is there a way that you could borrow money in Europe and then put it into the bank here in the United States and you would earn a higher interest rate on your deposit here than you were paying on the currency over there? Would that be possible? In general, that should not be possible. It's a parity issue, like purchasing power parity. Two currencies should be in balance as far as we can buy the same market basket of goods in another currency as we in the home that currency's home country as we can with dollars here in this country. That would be purchasing power parity. There should be a version of that for interest rates too, an interest rate parity kind of thing. Now, this is where the forward rate comes in. The forward rate is what compensates for a difference in interest rates between two countries. Again, the forward rate compensates for the difference in interest rates between two countries. So that forward premium, P, we are going to write that as 1 plus the interest rate in the home country over 1 plus the interest rate in the foreign country minus 1. That illustrates essentially the differential between the interest rates. Now, I'm going to put up these graphics are a little bit more intense than what you would see in the book or in their PowerPoints. I've noticed there are a few flaws in these, glitches, but these I put together, and they're actually, you'll notice that they kind of look like some of the PowerPoint slides, some of the book stuff, but they're not the same. I've tried to do more explanations in these than you'll see in the illustrations in the book. But here's the basic outline of the equation. P is this forward premium. In other words, now the forward premium could be negative. Don't get me wrong about that. So if the foreign interest rates are above the home interest rates, the premium, the forward premium, would be negative. Let me put that down. Less than zero if foreign interest rates are greater than domestic interest rates. And it's greater than zero if the foreign interest rates are less than the home interest rates. And it would equal zero. There would be no forward premium, if the foreign interest rates were the same as the home interest rates. But the forward premium is what compensates for the difference between the two interest rate regimes, the interest rate changes. So in other words, there's going to be money that it's going to cost more if the interest rate here is large higher than the interest rate in Europe. There's going to be a compensatory payment as a forward premium for borrowing money and exchanging it and using it in the other country. Now, let me take you over here. I don't want to make this, it looks complicated at first, but once you see the last graph, it's almost like, is that what we were all doing all this about? Okay, so now, this forward premium should be approximately the F minus S. Well, it is actually. Let me point that out. I don't mean approximately. You should be able, the forward minus the spot over the spot. That is the premium. So in other words, if the foreign is, well, I'm going to give you an example here in a minute. This should be approximately the interest rate differential. It should be approximately. Now, it's going to float a little bit. That's the arbitrage you're doing there. That's where the arbitrage comes in. But it's going to be so that difference there. It's almost like a bid-ask spread as a percentage. You could even think of it like that. It's essentially, it's the amount of the forward being above the spot as a percentage of the spot. Let me say that again. It's the amount of the forward above the spot as a percentage of the spot. So in other words, if the spot is 1 and the forward is 1.1, then 1.1 minus 1 would be 0.1 over 1, which would be a 10%. That 10% would be approximately the difference in the interest rates. Now, that's an obviously huge one. The forward minus spot is usually a relatively small number. Now, this is where you get into that contango kind of thing. This is a spot, and out here is the forward. Now, if the forward is above the spot, then that would mean that the home interest rate is larger than the foreign interest rate. If the forward is below the spot, that would mean that the foreign interest rate is larger than the home interest rate. Now, don't get tangled in the weeds here. This isn't, it looks kind of complicated here. What in the hell am I up to here? That if you see where I'm going, wonderful. But my experience has been that this looks like, what are all these pieces and how do I know what's what in here? All we're saying in this second equation is, look, the forward and the spot are probably not going to be the same. So one is going to be a percentage of, so the forward is going to be a percentage above or a percentage below the spot. And that is actually going to be approximately the difference in the interest rates. In other words, that premium is taking account of the difference in the interest rates. I wrote down an example so I wouldn't screw it up here on this. Okay. Let's say that the home interest rate is 5.24%. Sorry about that. 5.24%. And there's a foreign interest rate that's sitting at, 3.92. Now, as you can see, that is a difference of 132 basis points. there's a difference of 132 basis points between these two interest rates. And you notice that the foreign is below the domestic. So we would anticipate that this premium is going to be a positive number. So let's kind of look and see what happens here. Okay, now, suppose that the spot, and we express these in dollars. We do this in dollars, usually. So in other words, these are direct quotes. Now, this is 1.32% differential. What we should see is a forward rate that is, using this equation over here, the premium is going to be the foreign minus the spot over the spot. So we should, if we work out this equation, and the spot here was $1.18 over $1.18 will equal 0.0132. So in other words, the forward should be 0.0132 times 1.18 minus 1.18, or plus. Let's see what happens. And we'll just run this through the machine here. Okay, I'm just going to have to, could have sworn I had a calculator. I'm going to do 0.0132 times 1.18. Is that right? Plus point, or rather, plus 1.18. The forward rate should be at that point in the same time units as the interest rate that we did annualize. A one-year forward rate should therefore be approximately 1.20. That would be the spot, that would be the forward rate that would compensate for the fact that our interest rate is higher than the foreign interest rate. Now we would then look at the actual forward rate. Is it 1.20? Is it 1.196, 1.201? It should be very close. If it's not, there is arbitrage possibility because we are out of interest rate parity. This forward rate would be the parity, the interest rate parity rate, because then that equation would hold right there. The premium would be exactly enough to compensate for the difference in the two interest rates. That's all we're saying here is when you do this calculation, and this would be I don't try to make this complicated on an exam, but what I do is ask is what would be the interest rate parity forward rate? That's what I'll ask, and I'll do a problem very much like this one. What would be the interest rate parity forward rate? That's almost the entirety of the concept. Now, the funniest thing about this is, well, I find it kind of hilarious. In the derivatives class, if you are bullheaded enough to take that from me in the fall, you will see that thing right there, that 1 plus I sub h over 1 plus I sub f minus 1, you will see that in this ridiculously complicated equation for interest rate futures. And you're saying, if you've taken this class, you might not even see it because the formula looks so fiendish. But if you just, and I tell my students, wherever you see 1 plus I sub h over 1 plus I sub f minus 1, or something like that, just put a p in its place, because that's the parity. Calculate it first, or if you're in Excel, just have some place where that's calculated, and then you just put that number in to the formula. Once you do that, the formula collapses to something that looks entirely doable. But very rarely do I see in a derivatives book them point out that complicated futures, interest rate futures equation is mostly just calculating what the parity between the interest rates would be as far as a forward rate is concerned. That's all it is that calculation. And the rest of it's just figuring out, well, okay, what's the price of the futures given that there's going to be a carry cost and all of that. But what you're mostly looking for in a futures contract is, does the futures contract deviate from interest rate parity? That's all you're really doing. If it does, you have a chance for a little bit of an arbitrage profit in the futures market, just like you would in the forward market. Now I'm going to take you over here. Give me a second here. Now this is the. I didn't show it to you. I wanted you to go through the process, but this is how you actually calculate the forward price. Use this equation on the exam. F equals the forward equals the spot times 1 plus the forward premium. Calculate the forward premium. Go.
Is it only
Oh, absolutely. If you think that forward rate is wrong, that's the other side of it. See, the forward rate might obviously be wrong. You're seeing it, okay. But what if you, that's the other side of the equation. What if you see that it meets parity? It's parity right there. But you think that it's not going to stay there. You think those interest rates are going to deviate. Could you lock in a forward rate, a forward contract, with the expectation that this was going to go, this premium was going to change in a day or a week? Is that what you're asking about? Exactly. You can do it the other way. See, this tells you if it is in interest rate parity. If it is, then the next question, well, if it isn't, then you attack right away, and I'll show you what that means here. But if it is, then the next question you ask is, Are these interest rates going to stay there? Is that differential, that 1.32%, going to remain on, let's say, a 90-day forward? If you don't think it's going to, then it is in parity, but you believe the parity is going to change relatively soon. And then you would attack it there's a term they use for that. I want to say speculative arbitrage. It's something like that. The other one is simply taking advantage of what is an incorrect. That forward price is not that. That forward is not that. But if you think that, well, yeah, that's what it is, all right. I looked at it, and it's 1.20%, but I don't think that's going to stay. I don't think that's going to stay at all. Okay. Now remember, and this last line here on this, and these are all available in your resources tab. exchange rate arbitrage is the folder, and you go in there and all the graphics I showed you on Monday and these I'm showing you today, they're all there. So this it's good for me as a teaching helper, but it's also awfully nice for you to have these little snippets right there for you to grab and look at. So when I say, what's the interest rate parity forward price, you just grab this formula right here. And that's what I did here, but I just did it a little bit fancier. That's all I did. So this is not a sweat question. It looks like a lot of these questions you'll get on this exam, you can show to people and they'll think you're badass. And then you find out, if they ever knew, I break it down. I make it a pretty simple affair. Now, the other teacher who teaches this, she is a bull. She takes you through some painful stuff to do these kinds of things. And I don't know if she was ever a trader or not, but when you're a trader, you look for the easiest way to get to a damn answer there is. So there's a little difference in our styles. But she is a great teacher. Stella's awesome. But, okay. And it does is it just shows you what is driving the difference between the forward and the spot price. It is purely a matter of those that interest rate differential. I do want to bring back here, though, I stopped there for a second. This goes to the point you were making. The factors that are going to drive this are going to be under the surface. Those ones in that equation, that fundamental equation of exchange rates. What are the differentials in inflation, differentials in interest rates? Obviously, well, duh, that one's there. But differentials in all of those. Remember I showed you that equation, E equals F of, and I listed all those out? And that's in one of your illustrations, too. Those are going to be on the move from day to day, well, especially from week to week. They're going to be on the move. And so there is where you could do speculative interest rate parity arbitrage. If it's correct right now, that doesn't mean that it's not going to change tomorrow or next week or in a couple of weeks. In which case, if you think it's going to go a certain way, then you might want to take advantage of it. Right now, just to give you a background on this, there is a considerable expectation that U.S. interest rates are going to be rising. So that I sub H right there, it would not exactly be the interest rate that you are seeing at this moment in time. It's going to have expectations that it will be bigger embedded in it. So the differential is going to increase. Your question is not, will the differential increase? Because that's going to be embedded in that I sub H, the expectation, and therefore the forward is going to reflect an expectation of interest rates going up in the United States versus Europe, for example. But your question would be, is that expectation accurate? Yes, the Fed's going to bring up interest rates. Is it going to bring them up in the manner and at the rate that the market is expecting? Then you have the opportunity. Suppose, for example, that you think the Fed is going to be more aggressive than the market thinks. Well, that would mean that 1 plus I sub H that's being used in the calculation of the traders is a little on the low side, which would mean that the premium is actually going to be a little higher, which means that if you work it out, that would mean that the forward will be higher than what it is right now. Let me take you through that one more time. The market thinks I sub H is going to be bigger, so it's going to embed that expectation in the I sub H up there in that calculation. You think that the I sub H is going to be larger than the market does. That would mean that the premium would be larger, which would mean that the forward rate will be higher than we expect it to be now. So what we would anticipate is that you would purchase forward contracts and then wait 90 days and then sell them, okay, at the higher price the forward was at that time, something like that. Now, let me take you over here to this guy. This is just a very stupid graph, and essentially, what this graph is graphing is on the x-axis, it's merely graphing F minus S over S. That's the x-axis. This thing right here. The y-axis is graphing the I sub H minus the I sub F. Okay? So in other words, it's graphing this against this. In other words, the forward premium against the interest rate differential. So if you look at this, the forward premium and the interest rate differential should be a straight line, a diagonal. What you would be looking for is points off the line where there was not that linear relationship going on. You notice that this is a 45-degree line. The slope is 1 because essentially it's y equals mx plus b, but the x is I sub h minus f. So the m is 1 and there is no y-intercept. So in other words, let me write this way. This is nothing but a y equals mx plus b. That's 0. That's your graphing, and then the M is 1 for the slope. That's all that's doing. It's not doing something. It looks that this band thing can fog. Back a long time ago, I would not explain how simple this is. This is just a stupid little linear equation. It's essentially Y equals X is all it is. That's all it is, Y equals X. X is the forward premium as a percentage of the spot, and the Y is the interest rate differential, I sub H minus I sub F. So in other words, you are in parity along the diagonal. In this green band, there's really not enough room for you to arbitrage. Transactions cost would keep you from making anything on an arbitrage. You know, little fees you pay and all that. There's not enough room there. So in other words, if the forward rate is 1.19, it's not enough room there for a play. 1.21, not enough room. But you get a little farther out there, and then it gets a little bit interesting. Because out there in those zones of potential, you can make money off arbitrage positions. So in other words, if the premium is 1.2, but I sub H minus I sub F is, let's say the premium is right here. See this? If the premium is, let's say, 1.2, but I sub H minus I sub F is 2, then you can... foreign investors can take advantage of that. On the other hand, let's say that you're over here. The premium is 2%. Okay? But I sub H minus I sub F is only 1%. It's not much room there. But there is some. You see how you're down here in this room area right here? Again, suppose that you calculate the forward premium, forward minus spot over spot, and that number comes out to be, well, let's say 1.2. Then down here, that's a little too low. And so you could take advantage of that arbitrage possibility there. And the home country people could play it. So if you're in the United States, your game is to see if the I sub H minus I sub F, the difference in the interest rates, is some number, but the some number like, let's say, 1.5. But the forward premium, F minus S, is only 1, you have a chance to do some arbitrage using American dollars. The interest rates are wider apart than the forward rate is compensating for. Let me say that again. The interest rates down here, let's put it right down here. They're wider than you're compensating for. Let me see if I did that here. Yes, I did it. I did. I'm sorry. That was the graph that you'll see in the book or in the PowerPoints. Here's the one where you actually see. I explained it all out here. It's the same one as before, but now I'm showing you here's an X and here's a Y, and I'm explaining that investors can engage in covered interest arbitrage and earn higher return by investing in the foreign currency, considering that the foreign interest rate and the forward premium are not in line in interest rate parity. And I also explained one over here in the upper zone, a Z. Admittedly, that's not exactly an elegant place that I put that, but that gives it to you. And this, by the way, again, this is not in the PowerPoints or in the book. This one's one, it's a custom job of mine, and it gives you an explanation of everything that's going on in there. One last thing. This is a linear 45-degree equation. The question is, what's the real world show us? Now, this one was done, I believe, back in 2020 or 2021. But if we look here, this is a graph. The interest rate differential, okay, we're looking at the forwards, interest rates, and the U.S. interest rates. You notice that the U.S. interest rate fell below. There for a while, it was above. In January, it was above. Okay, that's good. Okay, so we had an I sub H minus I sub F that was positive, which is what I show here. And then they came to be about the same, exactly the same, and that was this point right here. I sub H minus I sub F was 0. And then we had I sub H minus I sub F was getting negative. And sure, and that's what I'm graphing here, okay? You see it? And then here, U.S. interest rates went above. Well, they crossed at 0. They went to 0. I sub H minus I sub F, they were almost exactly the same. And that was in the summer. And that's why you see a 0 there. This one is essentially I sub H minus I sub F. This is I sub H. This is I sub F. And I'm just showing you the difference of them. Now let's look at the forward rate as a percentage. In other words, that, do you see how close they are? There is not a whole lot of arbitrage room in there. Now, this is admittedly a month-to-month. If you looked at it on a day-to-day basis, you would see that this and this were not in sync. Usually, the desynchronization was a small number, positive or negative. In other words, it wasn't worth arbitrage. But there were some times, especially hourly, if you look at the hourlies, which is just too damn big to put here, you would see there were some pretty decent spreads between I sub H minus I sub F and the forward premium, the one-year forward premium. There were some serious differences, but they did not last hardly at all. Why? Because the arbitragers saw it, and they attacked, and they changed that P very rapidly by changing the forward rate. The forward rate adjusted quickly enough that you got back into parity. But if you look at it on the longer scale, month to month, you'll see that equation is, where the hell is that? That equation right there is pretty much dead on. The forward premium over spot as a percentage of spot is almost identical to the interest rate differential between the home and the foreign currency, foreign interest rate. They are close AF on the monthly basis. Like I said, to see the actual spreads ebbing and flowing, you have to get literally down to the hourly graphs, which goes back to the question you were asking. Can it be done? Absolutely. But you have to essentially get a marriage contract with your computer and spend the rest of your miserable life there with doing this kind of stuff. But this is how, this is why they stay in line. It's because if there were a forward rate that was higher than spot, enough that I sub H minus I sub F was falling off, then you would see some very serious movement. There would be a lot of selling of forward contracts because the forward rate is too high, so there's going to be a selling of those in the forward market so that you can take advantage of that higher forward rate. And then, of course, the selling off, the writing of those contracts is going to drive F down, and then it's going to come back into line with I sub H minus I sub F. On the other hand, there is the speculative interest rate parity. I think I sub H minus I sub F is going to get bigger than the market says. Because remember, the I sub H minus I sub F at any given time represents expectations of the future. So if you have a different expectation, you think that I sub H is going to go up more than the traders do, then you would say, okay, the I sub H minus I sub F is going to be larger than F minus S over S. So what would you do in a situation like that? That means that F is going to have to adjust upward, in which case I would buy forward contracts and take advantage of the rise. For what that's worth. So let me take you back through this very quickly. Make sure that you understand the parity equation. That the premium is just going to be 1 plus the home interest rate over 1 plus the foreign interest rate minus 1. That's all it is. And then practically speaking, this is how you calculate the premium itself. You take the forward rate minus the spot rate over the spot rate. Now remember, that's going to be a percentage. It's going to be a small number. Don't freak because it's a small number. Okay? That will be, should be approximately the difference between the home interest rate and the foreign interest rate. They should be closely aligned with each other. If they're not, well, then there's an arbitrage possibility. And then you just crank it through. The way you calculate what the forward rate should be is this way. The forward rate's just a spot rate times 1 plus P. Calculate P. Add 1 to it, and then multiply the result by the spot rate. That should be the forward rate right there. Now refer over here to that graph. Well, this one right here. So if you see, you take this graph, and this will explain to you what you should what should be done in a situation where, let's say, F minus S over S is 2, but I sub H minus I sub F is 4. That would be that point right there. That is in the arbitrage zone. But that's foreign investors can do that. And let's say that I sub H minus I sub F, or let's say the forward minus the spot over the spot is, let's say, negative 3. But you find that I sub H minus I sub F is negative 4. That means that the forward rate is out of interest rate parity, and so there's an arbitrage play. And that would be a home, that would be our play to put it back into line. That's all there is to it. So in a case like that, as F, let's say F is increasing, so F minus S over S is decreasing. So that would mean that that forward rate is adjusting this way, back and forth. The forward rate, if the forward rate's too high, then that would mean that you're on this side. If the forward rate is too low, you're on that side. Just know that. And then again, also, just to make sure that you understand this part of it, this explains it in more detail to you. And if you just look at it a few times and you don't panic, remember that that is just a y equals mx plus b equation where the independent variable is the difference in the two interest rates and the dependent variable is the forward premium. That's all that is. And if you get that down, you understand that, you got it. On the exam, sometimes I will simply draw the interest rate parity line and I'll put a point or two on and I'll say which of these is happening. Forward rate is too high or the forward rate is too low. That's all I would do. Again, let me repeat that to you. I would give you the interest rate parity line and I would give you a couple of points on it. I would give you a couple of points in the same axis space. I might put one right on the line, in which case you say that the forward rate is accurately reflecting the difference in the interest rates. I would put a point below it, and you would say, in this case, the forward rate is too low. If I put a point above it, you would say that the forward rate is too high. That's what I would do. You show me that you know how this equation works, and you've got a hard-ass question, what looks like a hard-ass question, cleaned up on the exam. I'm not going to beat you up anymore on this. This is the end of the subject, and you should praise God that we're through this, because this is actually, when you see, when it's taught in a lot of international finance classes, they do a lot of equations in here. And it just boggles the mind. But as I said, I teach as a trader. So the bottom line is show me how to get the numbers and then let me make my money. And I do that in a derivatives class too. Yeah, I'll take you through all that mess of equations, but we quit that very quickly and say, now let's make some money. That's all I have for you today. I thank you.